Right. I only have 5 minutes on the Audioboo platform, so this is about my third attempt to record this Audioboo and stay within the limits. The reason for this Audioboo is it occurred to me I've done in the last 14 days some pretty amazing things that 10 years ago just wouldn't have been possible for me to do. For instance, I'm talking to you now in what is in essence a mini radio broadcast. Well, I couldn't have done that 10 years ago without being a DJ and having a job with a radio station. In fact, if I want to get really adventurous, I can publish hour-long, half-hour-long proper radio programmes through the internet in the shape of a podcast. And I already do that. I have the Documentary Photographer podcast and I have the Circle of Confusion podcast, both of which are photography-related podcasts. I've also, in the last 14 days, released the third episode, if you include the pilot episode, of a video series that I produce with Peter Cox and Neil McShane, two of my co-hosts on the Circle of Confusion podcast, in fact. Now, 10 years ago, the three of us wouldn't have been able to produce what is in essence an hour-long television programme and distribute it around the world. It'd be absolutely impossible, not unless we were very wealthy and one of us owned a television station and a production company. But these days, you can do these things very cost-efficiently. The other thing I've done in the last 14 days is publish a children's book. A children's book is called Gloomy Doom and Happy Cheer and Mephistopheles 2. And it's a book in 5 chapters that details the story of a very miserable wizard who gets a very chirpy apprentice. And I've been able to publish that on the Kindle platform, bypassing traditional publishing houses. It also means that I can do this very cost-effectively. Because, look, 10 years ago, I could have published my own book. I could have done vanity publishing. I could have gone to a printer and printed off however many copies that I thought I could foister upon my friends and my family. But I don't need to do that. I don't need to incur that cost anymore. I can, for relatively little money, I can publish on the Kindle platform. I can also publish an e-book online on a dedicated website. And there will be a Gloomy Doom and Happy Cheer website very soon. Now, 10 years ago, or let's be honest, I think almost 18 years ago when I first wrote the book, nobody was interested. And of the 8 publishers I approached that did children's book in the age range I was aiming for, absolutely none of them had any interest in it. Now, you might say it's because the book is rubbish, but I can test the waters now myself, and I can publish it myself, and if it doesn't sell or nobody reads it or I get terrible feedback, then I'll know it's rubbish. But at least I don't have to rely on a traditional publishing house to do it anymore. I'm also able, if I want to publish my own magazines. So, for instance, I've recently started a blog called Cork Foodie at corkfood.ie. And that allows me to scratch my food itch. I have a great interest in food and I love talking to food producers. I find them fascinating people. They're so passionate about what they do. And, of course, like most people, I love eating food and I definitely love eating good food. So, by publishing my own blog, I can do my own writing about food, I can do my own photography about food. Very soon I'll be launching the Cork Foodie podcast, and that allows me to have my own radio show about food. All of these things I couldn't do 10 years ago. I'd have had to become an employee, I'd have had to become a DJ or a journalist with a company. But now, if I decide as a creative I want to do these things, I can, which is fabulous. So it's just got me thinking, really. Oh, and a final thing. I'm working on another ebook, which is called Documentary Wedding Photography from the Heart, which will be a receptacle of everything I know about documentary wedding photography. And my fond hope is to publish at least part of it by the end of the month. I may have to publish it in installments. My fond ambition would be to publish the whole thing in one hit at the end of the month. We'll see how that goes. I've been distracted by a number of other things. But it has made me think, all these wonderful things that I've been able to do and that I dreamt of doing when I was growing up but couldn't because I didn't have access to the production and distribution networks. Now, of course, because of the internet, I do. So here's a question for you. What is it that you wanted to do, or what is it you want to do, that the internet now makes possible for you? Worth pondering.